Ever have one of those moments, you know, where you're trying to make conversation, but it just feels like totally off. Like you're both just going through the motions and you'd secretly rather be like anywhere else. It's kind of universal, right? That awkward small talk thing.
Oh, totally.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into a culture where that feeling, that awkwardness around small talk, it's not just a sometimes thing.
Oh, interesting.
It's like deeply ingrained. We're talking about Estonia.
Okay.
And we found this fascinating study on how Estonians view small talk.
Really?
Yeah, it was published in the Journal of Politeness Research.
Okay.
And it really challenges a lot of assumptions about, you know, that whole idea of chit-chat being a universal sign of politeness.
I see, yeah. Like it's just assumed, but is it really universal?
Exactly.
Interesting.
So I've always heard, you know, Estonians have this reputation for being reserved, right?
Right.
Is it true they just don't see small talk as like a polite thing to do?
Well, it's definitely more nuanced than just saying they're not polite.
Yeah.
You see, in many cultures, like we were saying, filling silence is seen as, the polite, courteous thing to do.
Right.
But this study found that Estonians often felt like obligated to fill the silence, like they should do it.
Interesting.
Not because they actually felt it was genuinely polite, more out of a sense of discomfort.
Oh, wow. So it's almost like they feel they should be making small talk.
Exactly. And they even have a word for this kind of courtesy conversation. It's visakus
Visakus vestlus. I love how that sounds. But you're saying even though they have this word for it, doesn't mean they actually like enjoy it.
Exactly. That's the key point, right?
Yeah.
This study suggests that for Estonians, visakus vestlus comes with a sense of obligation, like it's
Yeah.
something they should do, even if deep down they'd much rather just, enjoy the quiet.
I can relate to that.
Right. And it's this discomfort with small talk that actually it kind of gets to the heart of a really key Estonian cultural value, directness.
Okay. So let's unpack this idea of directness a bit. How does that like connect back to this whole small talk thing?
Well, think of it this way. If you're someone who values direct communication, getting straight to the point, right? All that fluffy introductory chit-chat, it might seem, well, kind of pointless. Maybe even insincere, like a barrier to actual genuine connection instead of being, a bridge to it.
So instead of easing into a conversation, it's almost like the small talk gets in the way.
Exactly. And this difference, right? This difference in how cultures perceive small talk, it can lead to some really fascinating scenarios. Because it's not like Estonians, never engage in small talk. It's just that they're very, very selective about it.
So where do Estonians like draw the line when it comes to small talk? The study gave some pretty interesting examples.
It did. It did. And, when you look at those specific situations where Estonians actually do and don't engage in small talk, it reveals a lot about, well, kind of their social dynamics,
Okay, interesting.
One factor that seems to really matter is like the stakes involved in a given interaction.
Stakes. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, imagine this. You're stuck in an elevator.
Ugh, the worst.
Right. And it's you and an acquaintance.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Pretty high stakes, right? You're crammed in there. There's this expectation that you should, interact somehow. It's almost like the setting itself, just that confined space, it like amplifies the awkwardness that Estonians already, tend to feel about small talk.
That makes sense. And the study did say that, yeah, they found Estonians usually avoid those awkward elevator chats with acquaintances. But in those situations, wouldn't any topic feel kind of awkward?
You're right. You're right. It kind of highlights how these cultural norms, they kind of bump up against those like just universal human experiences,
That's fair.
But the interesting thing is the study also found that Estonians, they're way more likely to chat on, say, a really long train journey compared to a quick bus trip.
So the duration matters. Like the longer you're stuck with someone, the higher the chances of a visakus vestlus kind of breaking out.
Exactly. Exactly. It's almost as if being together for that extended time, it's like this unspoken agreement that, okay, we're going to acknowledge we're sharing this experience. So it becomes less about just filling the silence and more about acknowledging that, hey, we're in this together.
Interesting. Okay, so long train ride, fair game for small talk. Got it. But what about like family? You'd think catching up with the relatives, that'd be prime small talk territory, wouldn't it?
You'd think so, right? But this study found some pretty unexpected stuff there, too. Like, get this. Estonians were actually less likely to engage in small talk with close family members.
Wait, really? Why is that? I mean, I think there'd be more to talk about, right?
It does seem kind of counterintuitive, but it goes back to that idea of familiarity and that directness we were talking about.
Oh.
With your close family, there's already this assumed level of understanding, right? This connection. You don't need those kind of phatic exchanges as much.
God, exchanges.
Yeah, you know, those little how are yous or nice weather comments that like grease the wheels of social interaction in other contexts.
Right, right. Phatic exchanges. Got it. So it's like with close family, you don't need those little niceties because the relationship itself is the foundation.
Exactly.
But with distant relatives or acquaintances, boom, out comes the small talk.
Exactly. Because in those situations, it becomes a way of like establishing that common ground,
yeah.
Navigating those like slightly less familiar social waters, you know?
Sure. It's amazing how these unspoken rules play out in different ways. So we've talked about where Estonians draw the line, but what about the actual topics, you know, when they do make small talk? Do they stick to the safe bets or are there like any surprises there?
So like when Estonians actually do make small talk, the study found they tend to stick with some pretty familiar topics.
Oh yeah. Like what?
Weather, situational comments,
mm-hmm.
humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty universal stuff.
Totally, totally. I mean, it really just reinforces that. Even in cultures that, you know, might not be totally comfortable with small talk as, like, a thing,
yeah.
there's still that human desire to find that common ground.
Right.
You know, to connect, even if it's just through, like, a shared laugh about how unpredictable the weather is.
Speaking of unpredictable, one topic the study found Estonians were kind of actively avoiding back in 2020.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
And honestly, given the state of the world back then, who can blame them?
Yeah, no kidding. It's really interesting, though, because that whole thing about avoiding political talk, especially back in 2020, it kind of reflects this broader trend I feel like we're seeing, you know, globally.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, are we all getting a little more, I don't know, cautious?
Yeah.
More aware of the potential for things to get a little heated?
Yeah, yeah.
Even in, like, casual conversations, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's like that old saying, never discuss politics or religion in polite company.
Exactly, exactly.
Maybe Estonians are, like,
yeah,
ahead of the curve on that one, right? Maybe they've figured something out that we're all slowly starting to realize. It really raises this important question, though, about the role of, you know, cultural norms, especially when you're dealing with these increasingly polarized societies, you know what I mean?
Totally. Okay, so we've busted some myths here about the whole quiet Estonian stereotype.
Right.
It's not that they're being antisocial. It's way, way more nuanced than that.
Right. It's much more intentional, I think.
Yeah. They're just very strategic about their small talk. But here's the thing I found really fascinating. The study mentioned that even Estonians themselves feel this pressure to be better at small talk.
Really?
Even if they don't actually enjoy it. God. So, like, what's that all about?
That is so interesting, isn't it? This kind of paradox. It actually reminds me of all those studies about the quiet Finn stereotype, you know?
Yeah.
Because it turns out it's all about perspective. Like, for example, there's this one study. The French tend to perceive Finns as being really reserved.
Right.
But get this, Finns often find the French to be like way too talkative.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Same behavior, totally different interpretation.
It's all relative. Like my awkward silence is your perfectly timed pause, right?
Exactly. And I think that's the key takeaway here.
Yeah.
If even Estonians, who, you know, let's face it, aren't exactly known for being super chatty.
Right.
If even they're feeling that pressure to be better at small talk, it suggests that maybe, just maybe, this whole discomfort thing, that feeling of obligation, that anxiety we feel around small talk, maybe it's actually a lot more universal than we think.
What?
You know, especially in our world today, right?
Mm.
Everything's so fast-paced. We're so digitally connected. But genuine connection, real connection, it feels harder and harder to come by.
That's such a good point. Maybe we're all a little out of practice, you know?
Right, maybe.
So, like, what does this all mean for our listeners?
Yeah.
What can they take away from our little deep dive here into the world of Estonian small talk?
Here's a thought I'd leave you with.
Sure.
The next time you're in a situation, right, where small talk is just, like, expected.
Yeah.
That awkward elevator, that work event where you don't know a single soul, instead of, like, forcing yourself into that conversation, just take a second.
Okay.
Observe your own discomfort, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, you'll find this quiet little sense of solidarity with the other people around you, because chances are they might just be feeling the exact same way.
Oh, I like that. Finding connection in the quiet moments. You know, this deep dive really gave me a lot to think about. Who knew silence could be so, like, complex? It's anything but silent, apparently.
Not at all. Not at all.